Hello, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Bob, Chris, and Steve. Natalie's out sick. Sorry, Natalie. Kisses. Mwah, mwah. On today's show, we will bring you news from around Disney. How about announcements?
I've got a few.
Okay.
So we'll have it off. So I am back. Sorry, everybody. I was out last week, so we didn't have a show. I was over at Disneyland, and then on the Wonder at the New Mexican Riviera cruise itinerary. So on next week's show, Chris Sharp, who's one of our agents over at Pixie Vacations, will be on that show as well. He was on the cruise with me, so we'll go over the new itinerary on the Disney Wonder, as well as Disneyland, the hotels over there, and World of Color, and a bunch of stuff like that. So be sure to listen next week. And then moving on, the Hidden Pixie contest, we have a winner. So Jay Schroer, hopefully I pronounced that right, he found the item over at the Beach Club Villas, over at the Breezeway Alcove on the shelf over there. So he won a $50 Disney gift card, and we sent that to him last week. So Jay, enjoy that. And so we're going to start a new Hidden Pixie contest. And of course, this one is on the Disney Wonder, since we were on that ship last week. If you're taking a Disney Wonder cruise on the Mexican Riviera, be sure to keep an eye out. Don't go tearing things apart. It's in a public area, so you don't have to rip pictures off the walls or go into people's staterooms or tear anything up. So it's in a public area, and and it'll probably go pretty quick. So I'm going to give out a few clues here in just a minute on to where it's at. So the first clue, actually two clues, is the first one is that the item is magnetic. So look for something where a magnet could be, and it is on deck number 3. And to enter, just take a photo of yourself with the item. And you can also keep the magnet if you want, and then send it to comments@mousechat.net.
So do they have to actually be on the ship? I mean, is it like last time where if they figure out where it is based on your clues, they can tell you where they think it is, or do they have to actually physically find it?
I think this one they need to physically find it, because there's only a few different areas on deck 3, and everybody will send me a photo of those areas and say that that's where it is.
Okay, and then my next question is it somewhere that it's actually going to stay, or is it going to get cleaned up and thrown away?
It is there, and it was there for the 7 days that I was on the cruise, and every day it was still there.
Okay.
So it's pretty well hidden.
And I'm guessing I'm not eligible.
Yeah, Bob might end up finding it, but before he goes on his cruise next month, I'm pretty sure someone else will have found it by then.
I don't even know what's on deck 3 as far as places you could put it, but I think I know where you might have put it. I'll talk to you later.
No $50 gift card.
Oh, come on.
So, so if you do find it, send a photo of yourself with the item. It's a magnet, to comments@mousechat.net. Then another thing I wanted to let everyone know, again, that Lisa and I are owners of Pixie Vacation, and everybody on the show is an agent over at Pixie Vacations. So if you need help for a Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney, feel free to give us a call, send us an email. There's no charge for our services, and we can help you plan any of your Disney vacations. You can send us an email at info@pixievacations.com. info@pixievacations.com, and we can get it to one of the Pixies to take care of you.
All right. Does anyone else have an announcement?
Oh, I've got one.
Okay.
If anyone is an annual pass holder and is going to be at Disney World on March the 5th, there is an annual pass holder event scheduled. Expedition Everest turns 5 next month, so they are having a pass holder event from 6 to 9 p.m. on March the 5th, where pass holders can get in and ride Expedition Everest at night, and it is limited access, so you will have to sign up. Sign-ups begin today at noon, so if you haven't signed up, jump on the Disney World pass holder site and do so, and you'll have to register and bring your registration with your annual pass holder pass as proof. And children 12 and under do require an adult with them. So just for anybody that's going to be there.
Well, that reminds me. We're going to be there. A bunch of us are going to be there from Mouse Chat in May for the Destination D event that's going on over at Disney World. So we'll send out more information and have more information on our Facebook page and also on the future podcast about where we'll be, and we'll probably put together some type of fan meet during Destination D.
All right, let's move into news. Who's got a news story?
I have one, and it's somewhat related to what Steve just said. On February 17th at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, you can start purchasing tickets for the D23 event that's taking place in May on the 14th and 15th of May. And those tickets are $175. They're $225 per person if you're signing up for the scavenger hunt as well. So just so you know, they're saying they're going to sell out fast. We don't know if that's true or not. It'll be interesting to see. It's an awfully steep price for a two-day event. And that event, that's all it is tickets to the conference, not into the park or anything else.
That is a lot.
It is.
But don't they give away a lot of things? And
you know, the schedule is pretty impressive looking. And there's a lot of, you know, pretty big names, and there's a lot of special events that are going to happen. I think it'll be, to me, it would be worth the money, I think, depending on, you know, what you're interested in.
All right. Bob, do you have a news story?
Oh, well, sure. For anyone that hasn't heard and is a Phineas and Ferb fan, I know a lot of people have been asking for this, and I guess Disney's been listening, because they did confirm that beginning in May at Disney Hollywood Studios, Phineas and Ferb would be doing meet and play with kind of a meet and greet thing with fans, and it's going to be outside of the Muppet Vision 3D area. Currently, that is where Lightning McQueen and Mater are meeting guests. So no word on if they're going to move them or if Mater and Lightning McQueen are going away. My thought is that they're probably just going to relocate them to another part of the park, because Cars 2 is coming out this summer. But that is exciting. Nothing further on exactly when in May, if this is going to be beginning of the month, middle of the month, still uncertain, so listen up for further details. And as of yet, they also haven't said whether it's just going to be Phineas and Ferb or whether Perry and Dr. Doofenshmirtz are going to join them, but one can only hope.
Are you going to give us your best Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
Hey, where's Perry?
that's right, Steve. Yeah, the Innator. Right? My first invention was the Innator. Innator. I love Dr. Doofenshmirtz. He's great. I love that show. So I am very excited. I think it's going to draw huge crowds to the meet and greet. So yeah, just keep listening here, because I'm sure as details are released, we'll have them for you.
They had the plush when I was at Disneyland. They had all the plush.
I am seeing a lot more stuff coming out. Some plush dolls and some other toys. Also seeing some toys in just other stores around town. So that's good. I think the show is starting to get a lot more attention. Oh, you know, I do have another one that I thought was interesting. If you don't have one, Chris, or a story that you can make up.
Well, Chris already went.
Well, no, I just, you know, she said she was going to make something up. So I was curious. No, I did.
You don't
see...
want me to make something up.
That could go so many different ways.
It really could.
And we don't want to be sued, so. All
no.
Right.
It'll be interesting to the freaks, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did see that Disney announced their first quarter profits for Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and actually for their organization as a whole. And they reported an earnings increase of 54% across the board, which is excellent, based on, you know, strong showings in every area, from, you know, ESPN and that area to strong DVD sales. Thank you, Toy Story 3. But most importantly, for the first time in a couple of years, there was an increase in sales at Walt Disney World. It's showing that guests are now spending more money for on rooms and food and souvenirs, which is very good.
But there goes free dining.
But I think what it does mean to anyone thinking about a Disney vacation is jump on these offers as they come out, because I think they're going to start going away.
Yeah.
With the tide starting to turn. But I also think that's good for the economy as a whole. It means that people are getting back to work and they're wanting to go and spend in vacation, and it's been a long time, so it's good to see that.
Disney definitely follows the economy. If times are tough, they do make it easier to go to Disney, and when times get better, they get a little tighter on their promotions.
Yeah.
Seems to be how they work. So, if that's the trend going on, we might not see all the promotions that we've seen in the past.
And they're really positioned well with the new Fantasyland that they've got that's going to come out.
That's going to draw people.
The Animators Resort. I can't think of the name of it right now.
That opening?
It's late 2012 with the family suites over there by Pop.
Yeah.
Opening in sections, too, is my understanding.
I know that Steve and Lisa are DVC owners, but would you pay full price to stay on site? I don't know that I could do it at Pop. I don't think I could. I know I couldn't do it at a deluxe, not for a week.
I don't think I've ever paid full price because there's always been.
I think but it's not going to be as extreme.
Right. You might, instead of a 30% discount, you might get a 15% discount. I mean, you'll get something, I'm sure. But I think Steve's right. They're not going to eliminate promotions. They're going to tighten up on them. Chris, you still get to go.
Good.
I just think, like I said, I think people need to be aware. And if you are thinking about going, remember that you don't have to pay for a trip in full. That you can put down a deposit as low as $200, and Disney allows you to pay over time with no interest.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people they wait for a deal to come out. They're like waiting for free dining, and then when something finally does come out, they book it then, and by then it's too late. All the dining is gone, or the deal is gone.
Yeah,
especially with free dining, I think you have to act right away. Depending on, this last one that came out, it seemed like there was plenty of availability, but I know last fall, I lost out on free dining pretty soon after it came out. So.
Well, here's the way I would play it, and let's just assume that this year will be like last year. If you know you're going to go a certain week in September, and you're hoping for the free dining promotion, but you're going no matter what, well, I think go ahead and book it. Put down your $200 deposit. When the time comes, it's actually going to be March 21st. I've got my calendar marked. For our specific dates anyway, that we have time off in September. You go ahead and you make your dining reservations, and if the dining promotion comes out, free dining comes out, then you just switch to it, and you've got your reservation, you've got the hotel that you want, you have the time that you want, you have the room type that you want, and you have the dining reservations before anyone else.
Yep.
So, and if
That's
it doesn't come
do
out,
it.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't come out, then, and you decide that you really can't afford it without the free dining, you're still going to know far enough in advance that you can cancel or switch it up.
Yep.
So, but a lot of people don't realize that booking early is so advantageous, and that if they do book early and something better comes along, you can still get the better offer without losing your reservation, without switching anything. You just change your promotion type. So it's easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
And book through Pixie Vacations and we'll do it for you.
That's even better.
Well, to tie in with Bob's story, I've got one for the other park that nobody ever talks about. But I figured since they have the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, that's always in the news. So their numbers are way up too. The news story that I was reading about is that they've only been open a half a year with Harry Potter, and it was enough to lift their attendance by 20% for the resort. They drew 11.2 million visitors in 2010, which was an increase of about 2 million people from 2009. And that was one of their highest times since the park opened.
That is huge for Universal. Yeah. Those are huge numbers for them. Yeah.
Well, they're going to be losing their Marvel comic guys.
No, they've got to deal with where they're like grandfathered in, I believe, at that park.
I've heard the contrary.
No, I see. I've heard what Steve has heard, that they're not losing them, that they get to keep the rides, that the deal where Disney acquired Marvel, the rights to Marvel, basically affects everything. What is it, west of the Mississippi River?
Yeah.
So it excludes the park here at Universal Florida, Universal Orlando. So they'll keep their rides, but ironically, you know, a lot of those profits, I guess, that come from Marvel will be siphoned back to their competitor down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, that is still huge numbers for them, and maybe they'll take some of that money and invest it back into, classic Universal Park, because I think there are some attractions there are getting a little bit tired.
Yeah.
And that park needs some love.
Well, then there's also some rumors that they'll expand the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh.
Probably coming. That's what everyone at least thinks, but they haven't announced anything yet, since it's kind of a small area.
I wonder what they would take away.
Well, going, what's right before there? I haven't been to that park in a while.
Oh, gosh. You walk through, Jurassic Park area.
It's on the other side of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Where that, Tritons or whatever that.
Yeah, that whole area. Yeah, the restaurant, the Greek Mythos restaurant, and Poseidon's Adventure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so that area is kind of the rumored area that they might move into.
Well,
next.
They probably could do that, because aside from the restaurant there, that's just one show and then a bunch of shops and things that don't really seem to do much. So. That is a possibility. Well, that would be interesting. Certainly enough for in the Harry Potter world to add to the lands.
All right. Well, how come no one's brought up the accident?
So this is what I heard. I heard that it was a Magical Express bus going to the airport, and it was hit by a semi-truck, and that five people ended up in the hospital. Did they decide who was at fault yet?
I don't know.
I have not seen anything since the accident occurred. So I would imagine that any Florida Highway Patrol investigation is probably ongoing at this point. But I'm sure that will be reported as soon as a decision is made. But that whole area, I mean, that 417 interchange there is very, very busy, especially in the morning. In some areas, it's three lanes. In some areas, it's less than that. There's toll boosts there at some point. So it is ripe for accidents. So I don't know. I mean, I think it was just unfortunate, and I don't think anybody was seriously injured in the accident.
No, there was no serious injuries.
But heck of a way to end a vacation, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm sure, you know, Disney being the company that they are will, you know, make right with those people but what a mess. I mean, you're headed to the airport and you're probably going to miss your flight at that point. And,
well, they were probably just, you know, talking amongst themselves and little Susie was saying, "Oh, I don't want to go home. I want to ride Dumbo again." And then they crashed. And then Mommy said, "You're going to own Dumbo now."
Both of them.
Yes. You know. We'll have one for you and one for Johnny.
Here's the other thing. I mean, driving around Orlando, I think a lot of people don't pay very good attention to those buses. I don't know who was at fault here, but people cut in and out of those buses all the time.
Yeah, but it was a tractor trailer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you would think that they would
You'd
know better,
too. You'd think both would be able to see. I mean, they're both very, you know, they're big.
That must have been some collision.
It was, and they were going, you know, they were going towards each other according to the news report, but they haven't found any fault yet, which is interesting because usually they can figure that out pretty quickly.
Yeah, but you're talking about Disney. Nobody wants to point the finger at anything Disney if they
No, I don't believe that. I believe that the Florida Highway Patrol is good enough that they can go in with their accident experts and figure out pretty quickly based on how the vehicles crashed and the marks on the road. There's like a whole science behind that, and it's actually pretty accurate and pretty. It's not like a long
CSI. Process.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think Disney also, I think that if they can try to avoid it being Disney's fault, they're going to try to figure out a way to make that happen.
Yeah, but the Highway Patrol is not going to be bought by Disney because they don't care. I mean, in all honesty, they really don't. I say this as a former MP.
Well, the other thing is you know, there's a possibility that it wasn't either driver's fault. I mean, maybe there was a third driver that somehow did something that caused the bus and the tractor trailer to
collide.
The other thing is, I think we need to point out before everybody starts making Disney out to look like the bad party is, correct me if I'm wrong, but those drivers aren't Disney employees. Aren't they employees of Mears?
Yes.
They are.
Right, they're Mears employees.
So.
But, you know, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, nobody has a seatbelt on those buses. You're traveling on major highways.
Right. Well, with vehicles that big too, you don't even necessarily have to be going all that fast. Just the weight of the two vehicles impacting one another and the combined speed would probably be enough to jostle people.
Just a bit. Okay, so speaking of bad, let's talk about some bad food.
Yay!
Good segue. Yeah.
That was excellent, Lisa.
Yes, that was.
That was impressive.
You like that? Okay.
I did.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Today, we're talking about your five least favorite restaurants or meals, whether it was the food or the service, or maybe it's a restaurant that you just can't stand, the decor, or maybe you can't stand how they treat you at 50s Primetime Cafe. You know, whatever your reasoning is, I want to know your top five least favorites. Is that your top five or your bottom five? Bottom five favorite?
That's got to be your bottom
top five that you love to hate?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. Top five that you love to hate. Okay. You know what? Steve.
Okay. Now this is just my personal opinion, as it is everybody else's, and it could be that I just had a bad experience, and it could be better. And some of these, I've got five, but some of them, it's not my. I wouldn't say they're the worst or the I had a bad meal. It's just things about them. So my first one, number five, is Le Cellier, and it's because it's going to two dining credits.
So, wow.
I don't know if – so this one, I still have to wait. I mean, it's great for
You're
one credit.
Bitter.
It's one – I don't know if it's going to be worth – and so this one's kind of a future. I don't know if I would dine there if it's the same menu for two dining credits when that changes in March for dinner.
Isn't it – yeah, it's okay. I was just going to say it's just two for dinner.
Yes.
Okay. But maybe that will cut down on the difficulty of getting a reservation there.
It should.
Yeah, it should because
people will think twice.
I don't want to pay double the price for the same steak I had there.
And you don't have to worry about Chris going anyway.
No.
Albeit
via Napoli for the third time.
10 years from now, Chris. Yeah, 10 years from now, we're still going to be talking about how you didn't go.
She'll make a reservation so no one else can go, but she won't show up.
Oh, Chris.
I know, it's so sad.
You know what, though?
You got those. You got that warm, fuzzy sweater, didn't you? It's all
I did, and some long johns, or whatever they're called, thermal underwear.
It's all good.
So that's why I have that as number five. Number four, I have Whispering Canyon Cafe, one of Lisa's number one picks.
Yes.
And the reason it's the food isn't good. The entertainment's good, but I think the food and the entertainment should be good. The ribs, I don't think the ribs are good. The ribs are just they're almost unedible. They're just not good. For the price, I don't think it's good.
Wow.
I have to agree.
See?
And I like Whispering Canyon, and I go there a lot when we go, but it's not my favorite. I like the environment. I like the way they do things, but I'm not a fan of I'm not a fan of barbecue, though. And that's kind of what it is. I'm not really.
All right. Go on.
My number three is an event. So my number three is Food and Wine at Epcot. And it's because of the portion size. I just feel like I'm getting ripped off.
You are ripped off.
I mean, I like it, and I like eating around the world, but when I'm spending like $3 for a thimble of soup at the Canadian, it's like a Dixie cup. It's like I'm going to find like a couple salty. Little Advils in the bottom of it to take.
And I don't think it's even $3. I think it's more.
I heard like about how great it was, and then I, you know, $40 later, I'm finishing a Dixie cup of soup and a couple other things. It's just too much. It's just
you can spend so much.
They are very sneaky too. About they encourage you to get the little wristband card and put money on the card, you know, so that you can just swipe it through. Yeah. You know,
and it doesn't feel like you're paying.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like you're paying. And you know, you load that up with $50 or $100. And you can easily, just on food alone, blow through that if you're with even just one other person. Been there, done that. And I agree, the portion sizes on something. Some countries seem like a better value than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some that are worth it. And then there's some that are just seems like a ripoff. And you could, I kind of think, you know, for $100 that I just spent, where could I have just had a really good meal?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to go around and spend that kind of money. Number two is, I'm sure this is on everybody's list, is Morocco.
I have never eaten there.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
And I haven't eaten there in a long time, so I need to probably go back. But it's just the one that always has availability.
I have never heard anybody say to me, I had the best meal ever at Marrakesh. So
that's interesting, because I actually know some people who love that place. I personally haven't eaten there, but I have friends who like it.
The only experience I have there is we did a tour, and we ended up in there for tea, the mint tea. And it was awful. It was so strong and so sweet. It was difficult to drink. It was like drinking syrup.
Hmm.
Hot syrup at that.
Well, I'm probably going to have to try it at some point, because I did have a client just ask me the other day, what do you think about, you know, the food in Morocco? And I honestly had to tell them I don't know anything about it, you know. I, but it is one place where no one has ever said, you know, they've had a great meal from there or a great experience there.
I think vegetarians like it. I think the variety there is pretty good for vegetarians.
Hmm.
Okay, but do vegetarians like it only because there's very limited selection elsewhere?
In my experience, most of my friends who are vegetarians are so desperate for a good meal that's not pasta, because that's usually what they have to eat in restaurants. It's just a pasta dish that you know, they'll lower their standards. So you might be right.
And they'll pay $3.50 for a donut.
Yeah, that's true.
And then my number one is the ABC commissary over at Disney Hollywood Studios.
It's so bad.
It's awful. And it takes forever. Mm-hmm. It takes forever, and it's just not good. I just always find myself in there, but I can't do it again. This last time, I think, is our last time eating there. We got to find another.
Well, there's not many options.
Food. Yeah, there's not a lot of fast food options.
Hollywood Studios suffers from a lack of
food
choices. Yeah.
But they have cupcakes.
Well, And it's depressing in there. There's something about the decor. It's like walking into a high school cafeteria.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's...
It's like your typical. Wow, it's like your typical office break room.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a commissary.
They need like a couple vending machines and some bad coffee. Well, they probably
and don't
have
they have
that.
Don't they have that?
Posters they of like have all my coffee. Children up.
Yeah, they have posters all the of like old shows. It's like Mork
like
and
really
Mindy.
Old posters.
Yeah,
and there's a funeral dirge playing overhead. Yeah, it's bad. Okay, I made that part up.
Wow. Well, those are good. Those are good ones. Yeah.
So that's my top or bottom five.
You know what? I feel really bad now because I was hounding you guys on your news stories and I didn't even tell you mine. Can I go back and tell you mine?
Yeah,
Steve reminded me when he said food and wine because I have one on the flower and garden. So I'm going to jump in with news real quick and I'll be brief. Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. It's doing its 18th year. It will begin March 2nd, going through May 15th. And one thing that they're doing, always big, is the Butterfly House, Bambi's Butterfly House. And this year, since they're doing the re-release of Bambi, there's lots of Bambi topiaries. Goodness. And so they're going to make the Bambi's Butterfly House twice as big as they normally do. So that'll be cool. Very cool. My other one is about Fort Wilderness. And the Wilderness Swimming Pool is going to be down for refurbishment. However, the Meadow Swimming Pool and Slide will still be open during the refurbishment. And this will be down March 14th through approximately April 22nd over at Fort Wilderness. And that's my news. Thank you.
So, yeah, back to Flower and Garden. HGTV sponsoring it this year. So they're going to have
lot of different guests.
Yeah, a lot of the TV special guests will be there on the weekends doing seminars.
Yep. Lots of good stuff going to happen there. Okay, let's see. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay, go.
My first one is Tony's Town Square in Magic Kingdom. That was probably the worst meal that I have ever eaten. The service was horrible. The food was horrible. There was just nothing good about it when I ate there.
What did you have?
I don't even remember. It was some pasta dish or something, but it was just like the food was just not good. The service was really, really bad. That was a one and done for me. I never went back there after that.
You know you need to give it a try again.
Why?
Well, just because. Just because you had a bad experience once doesn't mean that, you know.
It was really bad.
And I would say it was unremarkable. But what is interesting about that place and what probably makes it worthwhile, at least for a look, is the atmosphere, because almost everything in that restaurant from top to bottom was designed by Don Ducky Williams, who is a famous Walt Disney artist and very popular, most famous probably for drawing Donald Duck. But everything in Tony's Town Square restaurant he designed, from the paintings on the walls to the statues to the dishes, everything is his. Throwing that out there. But yeah, the food is terrible. It is unremarkable.
Okay, after Tony's, what do you have?
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, interesting.
I am not a fan of that place. I mean, the food is okay. I'm not a fan. It's just too loud. Too many things going on. It's too crowded. It's too so many things. I mean, the food is your normal, you know.
Well, it's like your, yeah, it's like a Hard Rock Cafe,
yeah, it's just,
movie version with the $10 or $15 hamburger type place.
Yeah, and to wait for a table there, I don't know. I've just never been a fan of the Planet Hollywood.
Aren't they the only one like still left in the entire country too?
Yeah, they haven't been doing real good. So yeah, that might be the only restaurant left.
Oh.
And they're always giving a discount out to that restaurant, so that probably tells you something.
Yeah.
I do think they have good food. If you're into music, it's pretty cool, but it is very loud.
Yeah, it's not the food. It's the atmosphere.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be, I mean, that's why they built it, is for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But I remember when we went, we were there, it was either November or December. Might have been on our cupcake run.
Mm-hmm.
But the line went all the way down the stairs.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And, you know, they're not hurting. That's for sure.
Nope.
Yeah, I haven't eaten there since it opened.
It's been 10, 12 years since I've eaten there.
There's just way too many restaurants to eat at.
Well, better choice.
Better choices.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your next one?
My next one is 50s Prime Time.
Oh, it's we just not, ate there.
I like the atmosphere at 50s Prime Time, but for the price of what you're paying and what you're getting, I don't think it's worth the money.
You could say that about half the restaurants at Disney.
But it annoys me there.
Oh, the truth comes out.
It annoys me there. It's just the food isn't that great. I mean, to get... I was there this last trip, and we got... You know, I got chicken, and my daughters got kids' meals. And when it was all said and done, it was like $75. And it was probably the worst meal I ate for $75.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of any of the restaurants in Hollywood Studios. So
yeah, Hollywood Studios is tough. And we were going to eat at the Brown Derby, but the price was kind of prohibitive. So
it really did.
Yeah, we went. We had reservations, and then we looked at the menu and we're like, I don't think I'm going to spend this much for dinner. So we went over to Prime Time. Yeah, Prime Time let us in, and so it was a little more affordable. And the server was, or the waitress we had was really good. And the food was, you know, it was good, but yeah, it's definitely not worth the price I paid for a meatloaf, but it was pretty good.
You definitely pay for the show elements there.
Yeah.
And then too, for people considering it, you have to be into that. I mean, you should be aware of what you're getting into before you go there, because I've heard stories from people that have gone and they weren't aware of how the staff treats you. And a lot of people get offended because, you know, they're not expecting, you know, a server to come and throw the silverware at them and tell them to set the table or, you know, demand to inspect their hands when they get back from the bathroom. So it's all part of the fun, and it's not meant in a mean way, but certainly, you know, if you don't know that going in.
Oh, you're talking about 50s Prime Time?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I thought, for some reason, I thought we were on Brown Derby, and I'm like, wait, I got confused.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset. I'd be upset if they threw the silverware at Brown Derby.
Yeah, Brown Derby, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what are we talking about?
If they throw the Cobb salad at you, yes, you can definitely play. You know,
but did you ask for a lettuce wedge?
Right, yeah, there you go. There you go. But yeah, I mean, it's cute, and it's fun, and it's a good experience, but... I agree that the portions are just okay and the food is just, you know, okay.
It's not my favorite. There's nothing that makes me go, oh, good, I can't wait to go there again. My next one is Big River Grill and Brewing Works. And that's just, it's just an okay place. To me, the atmosphere is not that great. I mean, I like it that it's on the boardwalk, but the food was eh. The atmosphere was eh. Just wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's the microbrewery, if you haven't been there, over there on boardwalk. It's okay. It's just an average place to eat a burger and get a beer, and I think it's owned by a third party.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's nothing rememberable about it. No.
My next one is Whispering Canyon, but not – I love Whispering Canyon. I don't like the food, and I always go. So I'm not
– okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I always go. We love the atmosphere. My kids have a blast there, but I'm just not a personal fan of the food. And my half, because I always have to have a half.
You always have to have a half.
Is Captain Jack's. I just didn't think it was one of the better seafood restaurants. I mean, I think you can get better seafood in other places, and I wasn't a fan of the atmosphere.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Chris, you're awfully quiet.
Okay, the number one, in no particular order, but the first one on my list is ABC Commissary, just like Steve. And it's just really bad. It's depressing. The food is terrible. You can't even get a good sandwich in there, which is pretty bad. And it's expensive, you know, so you should be able to get something. My second one is the oak-fired filet with barbecue sauce at California Grill. Now, I really love California Grill. It's my favorite restaurant. But for some reason, and I find this to be the case at the signature restaurants in Disney World, they tend to over-season a lot of their foods. And I think if you're eating a 40-something dollar filet, it should be able to stand on its own. And covering it up with really overpowering smoky barbecue sauce, it just doesn't do anything for it. So that's the next one on my list. My third one is the Chinese food at the counter service in the China Pavilion. That stuff is so bad, it's actually worse than the Chinese food you would get in a mall food court. It's terrible.
I've heard a lot of people complain about the fast food over there.
Yeah, it's horrible. Even the egg rolls are, you can't even eat them. It's terrible. And when my mall food court can beat the Epcot Chinese food, that's saying something, right?
That is.
Yeah.
What's it saying?
It's terrible.
Have you guys eaten at the new, the Mexican one?
We ate at the quick service when we were there.
The quick service. What did you think of that?
I thought it was good.
Did you? I didn't like it.
I liked it.
And I like Mexican. I didn't like it.
We liked it. What did we? We got the little individual taco, the like three or four
soft
tacos.
Soft shell tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, I got like chicken
tacos.
Something.
Maybe it was what I got.
And then we got churros.
I thought it was good.
And
I'm really surprised to hear you say that.
Salsa.
But I also like fake Mexican. I don't like authentic Mexican as much. So that might be it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I heard the dinner is really good. We've had a bunch of people say that
I haven't eaten there yet.
I'll have to add that to my list of places to go.
Yeah, I've heard pretty mixed reviews. I would love to try it just because I think it's such a beautiful restaurant anyway. It looks really pretty from the pictures.
Well, maybe we need to do that as a get-together for D23.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea.
It's supposed to be a good spot for fireworks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely, if you had the right seat, it is a good place to view some stuff. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, how about your last one? Is it last one?
I've only done
that
two,
was three.
Right? Was that three?
That was three.
Okay. My next one is the macaroni and cheese. Everywhere on site. The macaroni and cheese everywhere on site is pretty, well, you know, not the special stuff like you would get at like Yachtsman or something like that with the lobster in it. But I mean, just in general, the macaroni and cheese they serve to the kids is kind of runny and disgusting. And I actually polled people on Facebook for this one, and that was sort of like a reoccurring theme, was that the macaroni and cheese was just not very good. And I have to agree. My kids actually won't eat it.
Wow.
And my final one is Pizza Planet.
Oh, totally agree. That place is nasty.
You know, I felt bad about this one because I felt like the I feel like it's fun for kids, but if those aren't like DiGiorno frozen pizzas, I will be very surprised. That's basically
that's
what they are.
Mine was like raw. It was disgusting. I haven't gone back in years. It was so bad.
I don't even know if I've been in there.
I've never either.
You know what? You know what the worst thing about that place is? They have a bunch of games and everything in there. First of all, it's not really, you know, it's hard to tell that it's sort of themed after the movie. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, just kind of a big arcade serving pizza.
Very bright arcade.
Yeah, but it's super loud. So if you even have any sort of mild sensory issues, you're going to be losing it in there. Because I was like, man, I can't even sit in here. We went and sat outside because it was just so overstimulating. But the pizza was bad. But, you know, I hesitate to add it because my kids enjoyed it. And that was one of the meals they really ate.
I think I'd rather eat the mac and cheese than
Yeah.
Eat at Pizza Planeta.
Their standards for pizza are really low. Bob, you'll find that the little kids, they just, you know, their standards for pizza are not that high.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Could I have an honorary mention? My honorary mention is actually... I'm sorry.
You don't want a half? You should have a half.
You know, I thought about doing a half like you, Lauren, in honor of you.
But that's my thing.
Yeah, I decided not to copy you and instead do an honorary mention. My honorary mention is the cupcakes at Starring Roles, because I think a cupcake,
I agree.
They should have a flavor. You know, if it's vanilla, I should taste vanilla. If it's chocolate, I should taste chocolate. I shouldn't taste sugar and nothing more.
It also shouldn't be very hard and rocky and heavy and thick.
You know, they are heavy and a bit dense, but I haven't gotten one that wasn't fresh, possibly because they're nothing but chemicals anyway. But I'll eat a chemical-filled cupcake. I have no problem with that. I can get a good cupcake at Publix. You know, the problem is these cupcakes don't taste like anything. And no. In general, I think Starring Rolls is one of the better counter service places in any of the parks. But for some reason, those cupcakes, they're a travesty.
Yeah. We had the peanut butter chocolate one and the, I think, red velvet one. And they look amazing. They're like the most beautiful, huge, elaborate cupcakes you've ever seen. But they don't taste as good as they look.
I did much better getting my Napoleon.
Yeah.
And Amber got one of those fruit parfait type custardy things.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good too. A little stingy, but it was still good.
Hmm.
But
well,
I like
the cupcakes. The cupcakes aren't stingy. They're as big as your head. They're just not edible.
Yeah. Sorry.
Apparently she's saying you have a big head.
No. Bob, stop trying to cause trouble.
What? Yes, I'm sorry. I just, you know, just trying to bring levity.
Bob's wife friended me on Facebook, by the way, and I would encourage all of you to friend Bob's wife to get the dirt.
On Bob or in general?
Oh, on Bob.
Oh, I'll so be there.
Yeah.
Oh,
her name is Donna. Her name is Donna.
Yeah, so all of the Mouse Chat listeners, please friend Donna on Facebook.
Honey, if you get like friend requests from like, you know, 100 people that you have no idea who they are,
just say yes.
Yeah, because they're friendly people and they want to talk to you.
I'm quite sure none of them are serial killers.
Yeah, that guy who has the shirtless photo, he's fine.
Yeah,
really.
You know, and even if they are serial killers, they're Disney fans, and that makes it totally okay.
It's all good.
We have a shared interest, and that's cool. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And we digress.
Yes.
Shocker.
Well, should I do my top five now, or did you want to go, Lisa? Okay.
No, I'll bat cleanup.
All right. In no particular order. Number one, any place on property that sells quote unquote turkey legs.
Oh, I agree.
All right. First of all, I don't know what animal that is, but that's not a turkey leg. There's no way that came from a turkey. So, you know, I have my theories. I've been told things by cast members, but it's definitely not turkey. And that, you know, they say it has a wonderful smoky flavor. No, it's a bright red, meaty, oversalted, just disgusting mess. And I can't even stand to look at people eating them in the park.
See, I've never had one, but I work that cart. I did a cross U where a manager has to go in the park for a day, and they put me on the turkey leg cart, and I was the guy who had to like wrap them up in the paper stuff and hand them out. And there was a line. I was there for like 8 hours, and I never stopped wrapping up turkey legs.
It never ended.
It was an endless line. And then by the end of it, I had like grease running down my arms. I was just in that thing all day, wrapping and handing, wrapping and handing.
You know, that just gets me sad now, because I think of all the turkeys
that don't have legs.
I had Thanksgiving dinner, and we, you know, I had Thanksgiving dinner with family, and we had a 25-pound turkey. And I'm telling you, that was a big leg, and it was small in comparison to whatever they're serving at the Walt Disney parks and the Disney parks in general as turkey legs. So that's why.
They're actually bred to be larger than a turkey should be. A real like a turkey that you want to eat should never be over 20 pounds because the legs get really tough because of, they're not meant to carry that kind of weight, right?
Like they're coming from like Ivan Drago's turkey farm, you know.
Right.
I will crush you. You know,
I like them. I love the turkey leg. I won't eat it when my husband is around because it's a humiliating experience. But I kind of enjoy it.
And the image of Steve having grease running down his arms pretty much.
Yeah, and then serving it to you.
Any chance I had of ever trying one again has just killed it.
No, I'm getting one the next time I go, but I'll be by myself. So
I'll go with you because I've never had one.
Steve, they taste excellent. They really do. And I am such a foodie that I actually know that that size of a turkey is like kind of disgusting and genetically bred and freaky and chemical filled. And I'll still eat it because I think it tastes good.
Steve, if you can eat a whole one and keep it down for an hour, I'll pay you like $100.
Sweet.
You're going to have to pay me because I can do that.
Well, no, Chris, you said you enjoy them, so.
Steve has a very sensitive gag reflex.
Yeah, I don't think he can do it. There's no way.
I mean, even more so, he hates to throw up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
So that's a bad combination.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry now.
Hungry for a turkey leg. All right.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to have Bob go on with his next one.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Well, my number two is Flying Fish Restaurant over at the Boardwalk. A restaurant that has fish in its name should know how to cook fish and should know that it should be served warm. I actually ate here once and the food, I think it was scallops, came out ice cold. Had it sent back, which took far too long because the service was terrible, and then they came out ice cold again. So I'm pretty sure they brought out my same plate. It just made me wait 10 minutes in between. Bad service, bad food, you know, I know this place gets rave reviews. So maybe I just had a really unlucky experience, but
maybe
it was enough
you need to try that again.
Yeah, I've actually heard really good reviews about it too.
Yeah, you might have hit an off night. We haven't eaten there, but I have heard a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
But Lisa's not big into seafood.
Yeah, you have the misfortune of being married to me.
Okay.
No, in regards to, you know, I really, really don't like the smell of seafood. And to go into a restaurant that is a seafood restaurant, it really...
And fresh fish really shouldn't have a pungent or strong odor. I mean, if it does, that's kind of indicative of fish that's not so fresh. So,
you know, I find it ironic that when you say pungent and strong odor, that the chair starts cracking.
That was my chair. Sorry.
I figured that was somebody's stomach because, you know, you were saying hungry.
It was me.
Well, Chris is hungry, right?
Exactly.
Excuse me. Okay.
Sorry. I obviously need a little WD-40 on the chair here.
Okay.
Or some turkey grease.
Or some turkey grease.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Steve.
Cheap.
Turkey grease.
Nice.
Gross. Gross. Oh. Sorry. I have to stop that.
I think it's cute. Oh, and speaking of cute, I want to give a shout out to Erin Lee. Hi, Erin Lee. Just thought we'd say hi. Okay.
Number three on my list is Chef Mickey's. And honestly, I think for what you get, I mean, for what you pay, you don't. It's not worth it. You don't get your money's worth. I have never done the dinner here, but we did the character breakfast, my friends and I. And it's cute because you get to see, you know, all the Fab Five all in one place and take photos. And they do spend a lot of time at each table and they'll pose for photos. And that's all great, even though that song is horribly annoying. But I mean, breakfast for three people, which was, you know, eggs, sausage, bacon, and pretty much waffles, was over $80. And it just,
You're not paying for breakfast and waffles. You're paying.
Yeah, I have. I actually disagree. I'm a fan of Chef Mickey.
But are you a fan of the food? Because I didn't think it was possible before Chef Mickey's to actually mess up eggs. But they have managed to mess up eggs.
I mean, it's a buffet breakfast, so it is what it is. I like Chef Mickey, though. I like the atmosphere. I like, you know, the characters. I think it's a cute.
Well, I think it's cute, definitely, and it's a great place to post for photos and everything. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, that's basically well over. It's almost $30 a person, basically, for breakfast.
But just think, that's when you have kids.
Yeah, that's a lot less time that you have to spend in line.
That's a lot less time you spend in line. That could be like 3 hours off your trip right there.
Yeah. Well,
We did it for dinner, and I didn't think it was that great. It was really expensive. It was really expensive, and we were all the way in the back in some little add-on thing that reminded me of one of those Wendy's that had the glass enclosure, you know, where it's like kind of curved, you know, and they got the fake plants hanging. We were like up some stairs on some old carpet, and you hold on to the gold-plated railing as you go up the stairs. And we were like right against the window. So we were in a kind of a bad spot. And then I think we had like a 10 p.m. reservation, which was like the last possible time.
It was 9:10.
Yeah. So we got, it was, you know, the closing down of the buffet when we were there.
Yeah. They were closing it down and closing down the restaurant. And normally, you know, the characters are going around the whole time that you're eating, but you hit like 9:30 and they disappeared. I was not happy about that.
Yeah, so you're basically being, you know, shortchanged of your experience then, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was two of us, and it was $50 a piece, so it was like $100.
And I don't think, I mean, I think saying, you know, go for the experience only gets you so far. I mean, we're saying, you know, 50's Primetime Cafe, well, go for the show, go for the experience. You know, Chef Mickey's, go for the experience. Well, yeah, okay, that's great to a certain extent.
Yeah, and then you'd have to go out to eat afterwards.
Right. You know, so, I mean, if I'm spending $30, $40, $50 a person, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, world class, but it should be satisfying. And, you know, speaking of atmosphere, that brings me to my next one, my number 4, which is Rainforest Cafe.
Uh-oh.
Don't you knock that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've eaten here 3 times, and I would rather...
Them be fighting words.
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying you don't like cupcakes. What's wrong with you?
You know what's surprising is it's the same company that operates T-Rex Cafe, and T-Rex is wonderful. I ate there, and I've eaten there a couple times, and it's great. I love it. Rainforest, every time I've been, it's a huge wait to get in. You know, service is decent, I will say that, but the food is just below average.
Oh!
Every single time.
Bob!
What?
Oh my gosh, I have such a hard time
ordering, because I have ordered different things every time, and I have never been satisfied.
Oh my gosh, I have such a hard time deciding what to get.
For Lisa, it's like it's so much better than Chili's. She's so excited.
It's like Le Cellier.
It's like Chili's on steroids.
Wow.
So she's so excited about that. It's okay.
No, it is not just okay. I think it is very tasty, very flavorful. I like it. Portions are good. It's awesome. It really is. Bob?
I mean, it's not gourmet dining. It's like TGI Fridays with apes and elephants.
Right, but I don't, but I think I'd rather go – well, you can go to iDrive and have TGI dinings with apes and elephants, you know.
For less money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just wait till 11 o'clock and, you know, people are stumbling, you know, back to their motels. But I think the food is actually worse than what you would get at TGI. I mean, I like TGI Fridays. I like Chili's and Applebee's. And you know, please leave your rude comments to me at comments@mousechat.net or, you know, find us on Facebook. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't do anything for me. You
know? I
And I've given
I
it
so
three chances.
Disagree. Okay, and I appreciate that.
No, different strokes for different folks. I mean, clearly they're doing something right, and they must have a lot of repeat business because it is very difficult to get into Rainforest Cafe. I mean, you know, they take walk-ups, but I mean, you know, at least at the downtown Disney location, you know, you could wait 40 minutes, an hour and a half easily.
Yeah.
You know, and that's with them constantly calling names out and you know, changing over tables. So, yeah, clearly they do good business and they have a good fan base. I'm just not among them.
Wow.
And if you think that's shocking, then you're going to hate my number one, because my number one is California Grill. And it's not necessarily for the food, but there's a couple issues that I have with California Grill.
Okay.
The first is that they try to cram way too many people in there, so the tables are far too close together. I mean, if I can reach over and taste something off of your plate, we're sitting too close. The second is that the open kitchen format does not work there. It works in certain restaurants for Disney. I mean, I think it works in Citrico's, for example, but at California Grill, it is very loud, very noisy. It makes it very hard to carry on a conversation with the other people at your table if you're sitting anywhere near the kitchen area. Third is, you know, I hear people rave about the sushi. I've got news for you. There's better sushi available on property. And if you want really good sushi from a theme park, take a taxi over to the Royal Pacific Resort at Universal and go to Chop Chop, because it's cheaper and it's better. So I don't think the sushi is anything to write home about it at California Grill. You know, the other thing is, it's not a restaurant suited for young children, and people bring their young kids, and it's just out of hand, because you've got babies crying, kids screaming, kids crawling on the floor. I was there with my wife, and there was a kid crawling on the floor, and a waiter nearly tripped over him. And, you know, would have dropped an entire plate of scalding hot food over the child, himself, other guests. I mean, it could have been a disaster. So it just doesn't work. You know, the views are spectacular. I think seeing the fireworks there is not to be missed. But I also think it's, you know, for what you're getting, it's way overpriced. I mean, for two people, with an appetizer, the meal, a dessert, and one alcoholic drink a piece, it came to $180, and that's with the 20% Tables in Wonderland discount. That's an extraordinarily expensive meal, and I don't think it delivers.
I totally disagree with you. That's my favorite restaurant on site. I have honestly never had that kind of experience with a lot of kids. You know, the kids I've seen there have been pretty well behaved.
Well, I don't know. But Could have been the night that we were there. But, I mean, it certainly didn't leave me with a wow factor. Like, I mean, because if a restaurant is at least decent, I'll give it another shot. And the food was good. I mean, I'd say 7.5 or an 8 out of 10. I mean, it was good. But it didn't leave me with any desire to, you know, it's been there, done that. I don't have a desire to go again.
I think you can't expect it to be a quiet place to eat, because it is really popular and people want to see the fireworks. I've never encountered any bad kids. I've only had bad service there once, and overall I've had like the most amazing service ever. And I've had really good meals there. I love that place. So
I love the fact that Chris is all about it and Bob just wants to go throw up in a bucket.
No, I mean, I think the food was decent. I want to go throw up in a bucket when I see people eating a turkey leg. California,
I agree.
Bob and I disagree about everything.
Well, we didn't, and that's
the metaphoric bucket.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a problem with the service, but I do. I don't know. I don't think it's signature.
The only thing I would say to people is, oh, I think the food is definitely signature. I think that the decor is a tiny bit outdated. And the thing I would say to people is, if this is a romantic dinner like you and your wife were going on, that wouldn't be the place I would recommend. I would say this is a place you go with, you know, to hang out, to have a good time, to enjoy the atmosphere and the energy.
See, at $200 for two people, mm-hmm. which is really what it would be without a Tables in Wonderland discount, you know, it should be a place where you can take a, you know, your spouse or significant other and have a romantic dinner.
I think any of the signature dinings, you expect a certain level of.
Yeah, and I realize it's Disney World, and you know there's going to be kids.
I just haven't encountered that. I looked on purpose because I've generally when I go there, I go with a group of adults, and I think when you're with adults, you tend to maybe notice kids acting up or whatever. I have never seen anything but well-behaved kids, and actually kids who were dressed better than I was, because I tend to go right from the parks to go eat there instead of dressing up, and I've just seen lots of families dressed up and pretty well-behaved kids. I'm not going to talk about my own child there. However, other children I've witnessed have been well-behaved.
One way to solve this maybe is to have, I don't know if they could make a portion of this restaurant, you know, behind glass doors or something, and, you know, put people that are dining without children there or, you know, something like that. You know,
you just opened a whole can of worms, Bob.
Yeah, I probably did, but
maybe we can serve them.
well, and there is a smaller room. Is it the Napa? No, it's not called the Napa room. I can't remember what it's called, but it's where they have wine in there, and you can go in there and sit. You don't get the view of the theme park, but it's a little quieter. Wine? Yes, they have wine, Lauren.
Yay!
We had a good meal when Lisa and I went.
I think aside from our sushi, I think the meal was very good.
Did we bring Amber?
Yes.
It was just Amber, Lisa, and I. It was probably a couple of years ago. But we had everything just right. I mean, we had the perfect table right by the window. Had a really good glass of wine. We had great service. We had the filet. Right for the fireworks.
I think what's funny is the people around us. I remember the people around us at the other tables, and maybe this is only proving Bob's point about the tables being really close, is they were so friendly. I remember the people were being so nice, and you know, some of them got up and came and stood by our table to watch the fireworks, and it was a overall good experience.
I mean, seeing the fireworks from 15 stories up, you can't beat that. And I think it's worth mentioning too to people. You know, you don't have to book your dining reservation late in the evening to time it with the fireworks. You know, if you dine earlier, save your receipt. You know, as the fireworks get closer, go back up to the podium, show them your receipt, and they'll allow you back in for the purpose of viewing the fireworks from the balcony. I mean, I think it is worth mentioning that because a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
They think, I have to get
right. I have to be at 7 or 8 o'clock, and there's limited tables, and if I don't book that time, I'm never going to be able to see the fireworks. And no, they certainly accommodate, and I'd say there were probably over 100 people out on the long balcony. I mean, so that is an amazing experience. I mean, I've seen the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom at all kinds of viewpoints from various places around Walt Disney World. But that was certainly tops. But again, atmosphere only gets you so far,
mm-hmm.
You know? So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess it's my turn. I'm going to start with ABC Commissary. Seems to be a common theme for tonight, that place just it's lacking in a lot of areas, definitely. So I won't go into that anymore. The next one that I have is Yak and Yeti. Not a fan at all. Didn't like the flavor, didn't like the portion size, didn't like the price. The view was nice. I'll give it that. It was kind of neat we had a window seat and it was nice to look out and see everything. But, Yak and Yeti is on my list.
I've only done the counter service place. And that was decent.
We did it pretty soon after it opened when it was brand new. So it might've changed since then.
My next one is Cape May for dinner. And the reason I say this is we stay at the Beach Club a lot, and going from one end of the, you know, if you're going from the beach club to the yacht club or out to the pool or anything like that, going to Beaches and Cream, you have to pass by, well, you don't have to, but if you're indoors, you have to pass by Cape May. And this goes back to my whole seafood aversion. It stinks to high heaven.
I'll give you
awful.
That. I stay at the beach club a lot, and yeah, it's very pungent.
It's horrible, and I really just I have a hard time with that. So
we haven't tried dinner. We like it for breakfast for the
I love it for breakfast.
I've heard the dinner there is really actually very, very good.
Mm-hmm. I have heard the same thing, yes. But me personally, I can't. I just hate to go near that place at dinner time.
It's like a clam bake thing for dinner.
Yeah, lots of seafood, and it's a buffet.
Yeah, coming in from Beaches and Cream or from the pool area, the minute you open those doors, you can smell it down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And I guess this one ties in similarly, well, just in proximity, I suppose, is Yachtsman's Steakhouse.
Oh, I disagree, but okay, continue.
And I think I've mentioned this on another podcast. We had an experience there. We had there were five of us, and everyone else, I think, had a very pleasant meal. I ordered some sort of steak, imagine that, and it was gristly. It was... bad. It was a poor cut of meat. I walked away from that meal hungry, which is it's unheard of to walk away from a Disney meal hungry, but I was not impressed at all. I don't think the service was that great either.
Yeah,
was
the
it?
Service was because that was like my favorite place. So I took my parents and then we went there with them. And, you know, it was a $200 or $300 meal, and the service was not good. And then the steaks were not good. They were all fatty and gristly and to the point where it was hard to cut through certain parts because you just couldn't cut through it. And it was just not – the whole thing was not good for hundreds of dollars.
I will say that my wife and I ate there twice on the last trip we were there, the second time because it was so good the first time, we actually canceled a reservation at Blue Zoo. The first time was really excellent. The steaks were so good that you probably could have cut them with a spoon.
Yeah,
they were that tender. But they did. I had ordered a custom cake for my wife's birthday, and they forgot to bring it out. So, and it never showed up.
Oh.
Now, to their credit, you know, when I said something at the hotel, they called over to the restaurant and the manager had room service deliver it the next day with their compliments. So they basically paid for it. So that was nice. But then later in the week, we went with friends and it was a different experience. I mean, the foods, the steaks weren't as tender and they were a little bit over-seasoned. So I guess it depends on who's cooking that night, but never anything like the experience you had. And the service was good both times, so that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I've had really good service and really good steaks there in the past, and then a couple of years ago we went, and then there's just so many other places to eat at that we haven't gone back since that one experience.
Yeah, we will go back, but we'll just have to trust that it's a good restaurant. It does get good reviews, but I would sooner have gone to Chili's or something like that. Outback was better, in my opinion. Better service, better food. And we could have gone to Outback 3 or 4 times for what we paid. So it was a bad experience. So I have one more. I actually have two more. I'll just stick with one. Wolfgang Puck's. Not a fan.
The Express or the main restaurant?
The main restaurant.
Oh.
Just too fancy, foo-foo. I don't know. Just not okay. my style.
I've had Express. I don't know if I've ever eaten in the main restaurant.
I like the Express. I've never eaten in the main one.
I had the sushi's. Well, it's been a while since I had the sushi there, but the sushi was always very good in the main restaurant at the sushi bar. I haven't eaten at the main restaurant in probably close to 5 years now. The last time we took a group of people and had lunch there, and it was just. I guess just okay, you know, not as good as I remembered and not as good as I expected. I also think that restaurant is in a bad location, you know, just being, I don't know, like on the west end of downtown Disney. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, the west end's kind of never caught on.
Yeah. Well, it's a mishmash of different stores, so I think it kind of just got thrown in there. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it didn't leave me clearly. It didn't leave me with, you know, feelings of needing to go back. But again, like Steve has said, and other you know have said, there's so many places on property to eat that you know it takes a while to make the rounds.
It does. That can be our own personal goals. And what's cool is they'll probably. You know, by the time we start catching up with the numbers, they'll have new restaurants and some will disappear and it'll just be a never-ending journey.
Yeah.
I like that.
And you know, of course, I mean, the good thing about this is, you know, all of these things reflect our own opinions, aside from ABC Commissary, which I think we can all agree is terrible and needs to be done away with. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting how... You know, what one of us dislikes, another one really enjoys. So it's good that there's something out there for everybody.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of doing something like this is, you know, kind of like Rainforest Cafe. I'll praise it up and down and you'll poo-poo it. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next week here on Mouse Chat. Da 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 da. Hey!